What's the rules about liking a picture? You can't.
I mean, there's no rules. I just don't want to be seeming like a beg when I'm not.
I feel like some would say there is rules still.
There probably is some sort
girl,
of rule.
I reckon girls have rules for boys. Just saying.
I do think like commenting on pics, there's certain comments that you shouldn't be commenting when you're on with it.
Oh, nah. I don't believe in hearts, man. I'm not that much of an intimate person still.
I don't think sending a heart is like, intimate.
You don't even hug, so...
Oh, it doesn't matter. Handshakes are more formal.
See, I got criticised for handshakes.
What's the criticism?
No, I'll handshake a girl. If I met her the first time, yeah. Like, I'm giving you...
Because
like,
I used to give everyone handshakes.
I'm a hugger, like, so that's my issue.
You don't hug? I'm like, no, I don't.
See, I'll be
it just was not my thing. And now...
Yes, because girl want you to hug them. When a girl
it's
says that...
It's not necessarily
that,
a want.
She wants you to... Don't flip him. Don't,
see, man. Maybe it's all me.
Don't doubt Alvin's sauce, man. He's a saucy drinker, you know.
Talitha's concerned about
consent.
Nah,
it's because
I'm making sure that the gentlemen out there know.
Nah, it's just because, like, I remember when I was younger, and if you wanted to, like, almost, like, shut down a guy in church,
yeah,
like, if he went to hug you, you'd go, like, if his arms were out, you'd go and shake the hand that was, you know what I mean? So that's why, like, I guess that's why...
Put it there.
See what?
I remember I did it one time, and the guy's friend's literally like, you did that to be in public. Like, I was like, how dare you?
Why do you guys get offended? It's not that deep. Like,
no, it's not that deep.
Think about it. When we were like 13, 14.
Still not that
it
deep.
It is deep. Yes, it is. Your ego's getting hurt because that's all you're allowed to do. Hug. Maybe not for Justin.
Wow.
Wow. For the rest of us.
That's just cheeky.
At 13, definitely
chest,
not.
Chest to chest section.
Not at 13.
Nah, not at 13.
Excited. Justin was better than that.
I was great at 13.
You know, that's like when the teacher's breast touch you ears at school.
It was a bit mad still.
Or am I the only deviant in the room?
You are. Yeah, you are still. You are.
You know what?
Not me.
I'm that one, yeah.
It does do something like, ooh.
Oh my god.
What is this?
At school, I was never one of them ones. I was never. What is this? Everyone was like, oh, the drama teacher
was dead in our school, bro.
Bro,
it was a boy school.
I went to a boy school, but I don't know. But regardless, though, I didn't think like that. I'm like, that's my teacher.
There was actually no pink teachers at my school. It was mad.
Only when Miss Siemens came.
I never understood that.
Yeah.
Teachers, what's gonna happen? Well, but then you read newspaper stories.
Massive.
Fair play, bro.
This is it.
When she came in, everyone was just like, every boy was losing their mind, man.
Not me. I'm an Adventist boy, man.
Okay, I'll say it with pride, but
that was the gardener.
Not me, though.
Huh?
I saw other people lose their minds.
Well done, Justin.
I know. I was controlled like in school. I don't know what I changed. Hi, guys. Justin here. Welcome to the After Sundown podcast with me, Cameron, Alvin, Talitha. Enjoy. Very true, you know.
Now we can make this level 2. We had level 1 in the last one.
Okay. Oh, so we can make it as dirty as possible. Okay, let's go. No, I'm joking, guys.
I was calm.
Gosh, I'm joking. PG. PG-13. Would you rather... Whew, this is a mad one still. Would you rather... Okay, say if you had a wife or a significant other. Like, you was with them. You wasn't engaged yet, but you was on the way there. But then, they were disabled or paralyzed. And they gave you the option to leave.
Yeah.
Would you leave? Okay, no, let's make it even stickier. You just got engaged.
Yeah.
And like they gave you the option of saying like, you can leave me.
Can I ask?
You can stay.
Where are they? completely paralyzed, like neck down, or is it
Even if they're paralyzed neck down, things can still
legs,
operate.
I'm gonna say legs.
I'm not all about the operations, Alvin. Oh my god.
Oh, can it? Can it?
I just wanted to know.
I'm saying legs.
Really?
Legs.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I was wondering about more how much mobility that they have themselves independently. Very much.
I mean, here's the question. What if that happened just after your wedding?
This is what I'm saying.
Because to me, it's the
same thing.
Same thing.
No, but okay. Support, okay, it happened.
Similar.
I'm staying.
I'm staying. Everyone's staying.
I think I'm staying still.
As in,
mad, so
as in
don't leave, bro.
No. As in, no, it depends on, it depends on them. Like, if all of a sudden you find that you're managing and, like, everything's still, like, you're still, it's not like, yeah, I would stay.
Obviously, the only thing would be
you
the
could
adaptation.
Leave, but why would you? What would make you leave?
Now, to be honest, even if I was the disabled person, I would want the person to leave also.
Really? Yeah, you know why? So I think I'd be like that as well.
Because it's like I don't want that. Because I don't.
You feel like you
she may not say that she's stressed or anything. But like, yo, that's a full time job. That's a full time job. You know, like,
what if they're only paralyzed? Like, they still go to work. Everything's like. Like, they still go to work.
I would want
now,
to be,
now,
I
instead
would
of playing tennis,
the
they
person.
Play wheelchair tennis.
Yeah, I'd want to be the person
wheelchair
to
basketball.
Help them get back to where they were before as much as they could. Man.
What if they're like, what if they still, though. They still drive? Because they're people who
that's
who are wheelchair users who drive.
What level?
Because neck down is a completely different story to waist down.
Neck down, let's say neck down.
Boy, I mean, then that's a different, that's a harder question.
I'm still staying.
Oh, yeah.
So people
now you know what people's lives are changing. You know what, it's hard.
To Alvin's point,
like that could happen after marriage, and so in that point, like anything can happen at any time. So it's kind of like, yeah, I would, because you're already on that road anyway. And
yeah,
when you're thinking,
like,
when you're at a certain point, in your relationship.
Oh my god.
Your turn.
What's your one?
Oh, me.
What's your one? What do you rather?
So mine is, would you rather have whatever you were thinking appear above your head for everyone to see, or have absolutely everything you do live streamed for anyone to see?
Oh man. I know one.
Live streamed?
Yeah. They're pretty bad.
Oh, jeez, live streamed, I can't lie.
Anywho,
live streamed. I could make
what?
Money.
And we're talking about temptation.
Everything. No, listen, I'm married at this point. Whatever.
No, it's your current situation.
My current situation. Live streamed. Ooh.
I would rather have what I'm thinking appear above my
Nope.
Sometimes
what I'm thinking is way too dark. Well.
Okay, yeah, it's true stuff.
Like, it's
exactly. Oh, like, my God. Like, also, like,
you can't get arrested.
You go to a job interview and you're like, this is my experience. And over your head, it's like, no, it's not.
It's over. No, but you just have to train your mind.
What? What do you mean? Train your mind?
Do you know
the line test where you can, like,
but you can train. I reckon you can train your thoughts. You can drain your thoughts.
You can.
That's just a lie, though.
Yeah, there's stimulus.
I
just
wouldn't want to have everything that I'm doing live stream. That's when I'm showering, when I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah, but here's the thing. How many people are actually...
People
how many
are
people
sick
are seeing
in this world.
That?
110% will watch that.
More people than seeing your thoughts. Imagine being on a bus full of teenagers and literally anything you're thinking,
you don't need
they
to,
can
you
see.
Don't need, you don't need to say anything to them, then?
I just wouldn't want everything that I I'm doing anything mad. I just don't want people watching me.
You know what? Sometimes we're a bit too strange for like the rest of society. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think.
I'd rather be live streamed.
Would I rather guard my thoughts or guard?
I'd guard my
what
thoughts.
What you see?
I'd guard my thoughts.
I'd rather guard my thoughts.
100%.
Yeah.
You're over live streamed.
100%.
Are you mad? Like wedding night as well. You people are watching you come.
Bro, you can watch me come.
That's
what, fam.
I think that's
like
what it is for me.
Like
live streaming,
you know, like,
implicates
like,
other people.
It's your wife as well,
everything that I'm doing.
That's your wife.
It's
as well.
Other people are involved.
Whereas if it's
or it's thoughts. That's just my thoughts. I wouldn't want to jeopardize other people as well.
Nah, you're bad.
That's just how I am.
Can you imagine? If people in my street, people, the girls will love it. Like, as in, yo, I don't want boyfriends with them. Nah, I could never. even that as well. I don't mind people watching me dump out though. Like, it's what it is. If you want to watch,
is this yours, Cam?
Yeah.
Cool.
So yeah, would you rather be able to teleport or read minds?
Read minds.
Teleport.
Read minds.
Teleport.
Teleport.
I can already read minds. Not like that.
I can't read
your mind.
I'll tell you, I'm not impressed.
I knew that. As if I can read facial expressions, which is as good as reading a mind.
Okay.
Like, it's a waste, man. To me,
no, I'm not.
I don't think it's very little escapes me.
Now, why would you rather teleport though?
Teleport.
Yeah.
Because I can already read people's facial expressions, and that's very true. And if I don't know what they're thinking, I can gain an understanding of what they're thinking by questions. And I don't want to go into that because
I'll give it away.
Not just give it away. Like, this is weird, but like, even though, like, when I make jokes at my own expense, or no, let me put it a different way. Quite literally everything I do, I'm very aware of, even though I don't seem self-aware. Everything I do, I'm hyper aware of, and I'm hyper analytical of, and I'm hyper aware of every single response. But even though I don't look like I am looking, or I don't look like I'm observing anything, but absolutely everything.
This is based on a conversation that I was having with my Liverpool
dead.
I'm joking.
Liverpool.
Would you rather be the person who has a body count of one?
Yeah.
No, let's not. Let me up it a bit. I'm trying to make an illustration. Body count of three.
Yeah.
Or a person who has done everything but sex with 100 people.
Whoa.
So they're still a virgin.
See, how the 100 willies? That's
mad. I'd be a body count of three person.
What? Like, so...
Girl said everything, you know, like, everything. That means facials, like, literally you.
Everything but...
Up queen, all of that, bro. Like, yeah.
That's the question.
What? Oh, the girl with the body count of three, definitely, because... How are...
Yo, body count of three all the way, because, like, you know what I mean?
You know what that tells me about that girl? It just tells me, like, you just... Yo, you're just weird, blood. Like, why would you do that? Why don't you just...
100 people, you know.
That's a lot.
You're more beating around the bush too much, like.
When I think of a room of 100 people, I'm like, how big is that room? That's quite a big room.
Can you imagine, bro?
Okay.
What are we doing? Fighting temptation.
Yeah.
Lead us not into temptation.
Deliver us from evil. No, so, temptation.
Temptation.
What is temptation not?
What is it not?
Was it not?
Yeah, usually we sort of start by asking what is something. What is temptation not?
That's a weird question.
I know, hence why I asked it.
It's not being coerced, or it's not being...
Nope, I can't do this.
Meaning?
Like, it's not being coerced, or it's not being, like, presented with something that's, like... And I think... About the reverse of that question, when I think about temptation, I think about, like, taste or, like, appetite for something, can it? So it's not... When I think about something that's not tempting, it's not quenching the thirst, or it's not whetting the appetite that's not there.
I like the way you said whetting. I love it, though, whetting the appetite.
Yeah.
That's where it starts.
Yeah, whetting the appetite.
Why is temptation not?
It's not entertaining. So. Yeah.
Okay. Temptation is not entertaining something in your mind, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Can you give an example?
As in by not doing it. I hate negatives. I hate negatives. Okay, so like... Oh, let's do a classic. If it's a guy or something. And you know, talking to him is going to lead it to like something that you shouldn't be doing. Then, not entertaining would be not messaging him at late o'clock saying, what are you doing?
Mercy.
That's not entertaining. You're not entertaining the thought, not entertaining the action. You're just not doing it, basically, if that makes sense.
Okay. I had a thought of why I asked the question, but I don't know what it is now. When I thought, what is temptation not? I thought, in my mind, temptation is not.
Do you sing when you're tempted?
No, you don't sing when you're tempted.
That's what I'm saying. Temptation is not sinning.
Oh, I get you. See, negatives, they get everyone out.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. It's sounding like one thing, but it's not. So, yeah.
Literally not.
Right.
So
being tempted is not the same thing as falling into sin.
Yeah, so let's get it clear. Yeah. So you only transgress, so you only break God's law when you actually sin.
Yeah.
When you actually do the actions.
To be tempted to do something wrong is not the same as doing something wrong.
Okay, yeah.
Evil's tempted.
Pardon?
Evil's tempted, but she actually transgressed.
So, like, in this room, our average... I don't know what our average age is. I'm at the upper end. We're at the upper end of the age in the room. And you guys are at the lower end.
It's right in the middle.
Yeah,
so 24 is the average age.
Yeah, it's literally.
It literally is. Okay. So the average age in this room is 24.
I'm 24.
Well, not for long. Come join the dark side, mate. What are a 24-year-old, someone who's listening to this program? I don't know I can't remember what our average age of listeners is, but say
it's around our age, basically.
Yeah.
Teens, let's go. So
teens and teenagers.
It's teens up to 30.
Youth age.
That's technically someone over 50.
Pardon?
Remember, there's that person over 50.
Oh yeah, there's one or two.
SEC, you stand up. And a senior citizen too. Bless you.
Come on. So what is what are some of the temptations that our age are facing?
You see, I'm gonna start with this one. I'm gonna start with this one.
Oh
yeah. Yeah. Not the
everything under the sun, really. Like,
I wanna know what you'll have to say.
See, when it comes to, like, not this age, but like previous ages, like when you probably, like, let's say 16 or something like that, you're in school. I know for me, girls aren't really much of an issue when I was 16 because I was ugly.
You was alright, you know, Cam.
Oh my. Cam, yeah, you look good, man.
Yeah, so boom. So around those ages, it's more time going to be about girls. I know back in the day when I was 16, the general trend that every man used to like was light-skinned girls, big bottom, big breasts. So that was the general trend.
At 16, it was just big breasts, not big bottoms.
Oh, you know what? It was. Well, right, that must have been a personal preference. Yeah, my thing wasn't even like drinking or drugs or whatever. Like, it wasn't... Like, for some people, it was...
Everyone likes to go to parties and...
Yeah, parties or whatever.
So, okay.
Yeah, so that's more like the temptation.
What right now, what are some of the 16 to 24-year-olds? What are they going, shouldn't I?
Gambling.
Roadman life.
Ooh, gambling.
A few times to Genting.
Listen, but every now and then, the amount of money I would have won had I put money on football matches. I knew City was going to lose. How did I know?
Yeah, but you came yesterday. Genting with us that time.
Mercy.
Apologies. Yeah,
you've come
No, Genting. I think you're talking about someone else, not me.
Oh, crap.
You're talking about a sibling of
mine. Oh. Wow. Obviously, they didn't want that smoke.
Wow.
Sorry, Adrian.
Wow. You made it worse to said the name, though.
gambling is
expose,
one
actually.
I think mainly it's partying. I think obviously during that age you're at uni as well. So again,
cheating.
Whoa, that's true story.
Whether in relationships, exams.
Ooh.
Listen to exams no more than in relationships.
Yep. Oh, I cheated in exams. Oh, you can't get selling, you can't get A levels and stuff in Sydney, can you? Whoa. At this point.
Really? You know someone that does that?
At this age.
Oh, fraud.
No, no, I'm not selling money. Like, just at uni, just quick money. Just, if you're gonna have sex anyway, just pay for it.
Might as well. Wow. Is it true?
Yeah, it's true. I know someone that's
make a coin. Done that.
Also, like Hot Queen, what we was talking about. Mm.
Exactly.
Mm.
Wow.
I mean, she probably would have done it for free.
Hot Queen.
Mm. Other temptations. I guess it's cheating, but like deceit in terms of like lying, whether it's for job interviews or like. To get to certain places, you just bend the rules a bit. I guess that is
pretending
cheating.
Being who you're not, pretending to be people we're not, I think is a big one. Trying to fit in.
But that's like a general trend of when you're young, though, isn't it?
Like, is that a temptation?
Are you tempted to do that, or do you just do it?
Is that just like a...
No, but I think that's a behaviour that leads you into temptation. So wanting to be like everybody else leads you into temptation. So like, for example, like, For some
surgery
people,
surgery is also temptation.
That's a big one now. You know, that's getting bigger.
Really,
like in terms of
I'm ignorant.
See, I considered BBL.
The what?
You considered BBL?
Oh,
right, that is a massive.
Most girls do. You know, most girls do.
Listen, girls, love yourself.
Wait, what does BBL mean?
If you got a flat bottom,
Brazilian
body, love yourself. Booty lift. Bum lift. Sometimes I'm just like, this gym thing's long. This healthy eating's long.
Yeah.
I can maintain it. Once I have the body, I can maintain it. So let me just pay for the body and I'll just maintain it. Well, obviously, I would never do that.
But to me, like, it's like...
It's such a... Like, it's a waste of time.
Not a mad one. Like a slight...
Someone
had a BBL, like a celebrity. It was very, very slight. Obviously, I don't want to say a celebrity and I got the name wrong. But it was very, very slight. And I was like, oh, I like this.
Mm.
Like, it wasn't like drastic.
What happens in the surgery? What is done?
So they take the fat from your belly and put it to your bum, or somewhere else if you want it. So I just need to be.
What happens a little bit physiologically? In. Never mind. I'm like, okay.
I'll consider it.
Okay.
But okay. I do not have the means, so it would actually never happen. That's why I didn't mind considering it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. If you had the means, would you have considered it?
Nah. I can't go under the knife. I've seen surgery. I ain't going under the knife.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's, like I don't think people.
But when I have no health issues,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, yeah. What are you doing? Like, you open up your body
and
for
surgery,
no reason.
The recovery. Oh,
mine.
Jesus. Sore.
Yeah. Mine. Like, I thought about it for a while, and I was like, nope.
What a BBR?
No.
I can't be bothered.
I don't think I need one.
You're gonna trigger my car.
I don't think I need one.
Need one.
Anywho, no, mine is. Shut up. I like teeth, whitening. I used to get, when I was younger, I would get told.
I'm having that when I graduate. Oh, yeah. 100%.
But I thought to myself, human teeth are ivory. They're not white.
I don't want mine white. I just want it to be.
Your teeth look clean.
Because I'm dark.
Then,
teeth are clean.
But so if you, like, so if they were white, would they not stand out?
White, it's a slight, just a slight white.
But I always think, maybe it's just my personal thing. I just like natural.
I'm also going to get Invisalign.
Oh,
that
point
as well. Took a look at an overbite. Just pushed my teeth back a bit.
Okay.
That's all the work I'm getting done. When I say work.
It's not really work, is it? Well, it's not. Oh, you could call it work.
In my opinion, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
People have braces. So I'm just doing it at old age.
It's true.
It's really true. I didn't qualify, so I'm...
Oh, me neither. I talked myself out of
it. Is temptation always a bad thing?
No, because you can be tempted
to do the right.
To the right thing.
That's to me. That's the spirit.
I can be tempted to tell the truth. Yeah.
Alvin, do the right thing. Alvin, do the right thing now. Do the right thing now. I'm tempted. Oh, well.
So are you tempted both? Are you saying like, are we tempted like both ways?
No, definitely. Obviously, remember. So okay.
But it's not called temptation because the Bible does say that God doesn't tempt us. I will find the text and reference a little bit later.
I just think it's a battle against like good and evil. So obviously, like the good side would always like not tempt you, but like motivate you to do the good thing, and the bad side would always like tempt you to do the wrong thing.
Because temptation is a prompt.
Yeah.
To do wrong.
James 1 verse 13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, porn and masturbation, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a host of one.
Yeah,
shout out you adolescent teenagers there.
Bro, shout out you 40-year-olds.
I true that, no?
That's what I'm telling you, man.
Don't say that, but bro. I'm always still freaking in the 40s, though. 100%?
What did you say? I missed that.
I hope my wife is still freaky at when 40. I'm 40. Yeah.
All the way till I die.
Yeah, but I'm saying, come like, if you're single and 40, that must be my temptation, isn't it?
It's a bit peak for some stuff. Hopefully I'm not single then as well.
The roast is different at the majors, man.
That's just a lifestyle.
That's a lifestyle. You know, you think you don't think about it consciously.
That is just, it is what it is.
If I'm single at that point, I am working like a dog. That's what I'd say.
The way he said that was like, he's going to distract himself everything. Literally.
Straight away to the workshop.
As soon as his whole flight, like 1 second, bro. Wood,
for no reason, I just got to saw some just oh, work, no, that's work, the wrong method. That's the wrong.
Work up a sweat.
I'm going to the office. I'm going to be there at 7 o'clock.
man's avoiding his house, you know. Like, yeah, he has to go sleep.
Yo.
Oh, man.
Have to protect yourself.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, to be honest, if I was that age, I don't think I would like masturbate. I'll just like go out and get girls, which is worse. Yeah,
Is it worse?
I feel like it's just got
it
more,
is in it my is, head. It's worse. It's got more consequences to it.
No. But the Bible does speak about it in like in masturbation in terms of like it's a sin, obviously against yourself, innit.
Some questions: how do we fight temptation? All sorts of questions. But Cameron made a suggestion to me. Or, I don't know, or we were talking and he had an idea of looking at temptation through the lens of
Joseph,
a certain person.
Joseph.
Is it Joseph?
I said Joseph.
Mm. Yeah.
Man like Joe.
Joseph.
It was a painting, he was.
So, let us turn.
had to be.
Facts.
Had to be. I believe
after
most Jesus,
of them
were,
he's the guy I want to meet.
Do you know, he's a...
In heaven.
He's a type of Jesus.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's a weird. Let me make it. How do I?
Why are you laughing?
You said, like, you want to meet Jesus like that.
I feel like a couple of girls will, you know, when they actually read the Bible.
What? Man's going to stroke the scar on Jesus, hand of that.
Mad. Okay.
Mad to me.
He is a. What does type mean? He's a. You know how Isaac is going to be the sacrifice in the in the Abram story, and he sort of in miniature that or in a sort of in a metaphor there's a sort of telling of Christ's death and
through Isaac
and a whole several things going on there. It's the same way that Joseph is in a similar way. Joseph does the same thing. But let's get into the temptation thing. So Joseph's dream in chapter 37. Joseph is sold to Egypt.
Where is he?
All right. I'm saying he's not actually said where.
But why are we doing Joseph though, man? You lot are sad.
Chapter 39.
What did you
want to
do?
You lot done it for my reason.
We did it for what?
Nothing now. Go on.
No. Go on.
It's fine because we're going to hear it in the mic anyway. Yeah, just spoke directly into the mic.
Oh, that's because of the story. But go on.
Oh.
I don't get it.
Never mind.
Am I thick? I might be thick. We did it for your reason.
Just in story time.
No, go on. No. Something said. Go on.
What? No, I'm trying to find where this
chapter 39.
Is.
Which story do you want? You've not even said.
Joseph in Potiphar's house.
Okay, thank you. We need specifics.
Yeah,
but Joseph was a boss though.
Yes, he was.
Oh, God. In Potiphar's house.
And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Joseph was brought down to eat. and Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer,
had three toes right there.
Yeah, I know.
It's like three people came out from.
Sorry, I hit the. Anyway, several things happened. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of an hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that what's crazy is there's a parallel already that I've seen between Joseph and Daniel, in that both of them are captured into this land.
And then
also prosper where they are.
Definitely.
Already, boom, straight away he's bought by captain of the guard. Anyway. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hands, the same way that Daniel was put in favor of the chief of the eunuchs. Anyway, and Joseph found grace in his sight. Woo! It's the same thing. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house. So now Joseph is overseer in Potiphar's house, and all that he had put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in the house and over all he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. So now Joseph is blessed. No, Potiphar's house is blessed because Joseph is there, and it's blessed for Joseph's sake. Anyone want to continue and pick up points as we go along?
As in read.
Read, yeah.
Make comments.
Reading and making comments. I don't want to do all of it.
I'm just reading it. I won't make. Okay. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught. Huh? Oh, yeah. And he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a godly, goodly person, and well favoured. Verse 7.
Oh, sorry.
And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Peng Man Joe. Jeez. And she said,
"What's crazy? Lie. Who's watching? I interrupt? Who is watching Love Island at the moment?
In listeners or
listeners and us.
Well, you know what?
I didn't know if I should respond or I
don't watch Love Island.
You don't?
No.
I ask myself, do those people work? Like, because those, like, the same way that. So Joseph is a working man.
So you know the body is ripped
into shreds.
Man was looking at the Donnie and Castle more, the Black Donnie.
What's his name? What's his name?
We don't know his name. We don't know his name yet.
He's like flipping Mike Times 2, blood.
The huge one, the new black guy.
He's one.
So that's Joseph. So Potiphar's wife.
So you know he's glistening.
And this is not even the first time. In
the
sweat.
Virgin olive oil, you know.
Glistening.
Anyway, that's a description of Joseph. Anyway, let's move on.
Lie with me.
Talifa's getting excited, bro.
Joseph is one of my faves. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, "Behold, my master, what is not what is with me in the house? And he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but to thee. Are you that? Because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?"
You know what? Like, it's just sounding like that's sounding like obviously he's just respecting
the man
that put him in the position, basically, isn't it? Like,
definitely.
And he's basically talking out his thoughts. He's like, "I'm not gonna take advantage of this position that he's put me. I'm not gonna mess this up, innit?" Because you have to think about Joseph's journey, like prior, and like his brothers betrayed him. He ended up in this situation.
Pit experience,
and now he's starting to get up. And now this woman's coming along, and he's like,
on some madness,
on some crud. And he's like, "I don't care if you look like flipping." He's a painting now in society. Like, that you'd say like would turn any man's head?
You lot would say Megan Good.
I won't.
Megan Good.
Sorry.
Megan Good. Who's a painting to leave her?
Who's that one with the shaved hair?
No, thank you.
Who's the one with the shaved hair?
Shaved hair?
Shaved head.
Amber Rose. Say no more.
Just is not impressed.
Man, I'm not impressed.
Nah, Amber Rose is...
Nah, she won't turn my head, though.
What? You turned your head?
I'm trying to think. No, Beyonce will turn my head. See, I would say Cardi, because I reckon she's a freak.
I
don't think she's
Cardi.
You don't think
what
she's
you
a
mean?
Freak?
What? Cardi's a freak, bro.
Oh, sorry, Cardi.
Cardi B, bro.
Nicki Minaj. I get the two mixed up.
Nicki Minaj, I feel like she's not.
I think she's classic.
More preserved.
Yeah.
But yeah, regardless, like the master's Cardi got this like freak, painting bro. Next to him.
Yeah, and like Joseph, is she a head turner though?
Cardi B.
Yeah, nah. I would say she is a head turner.
I don't think she is.
She's not a typical girl.
Yeah,
she's not a typical girl.
She'll turn her head because of the money.
She's not paying, but just because I know what she'll do. I don't think Cardi's a head turner.
You just see the way out.
Also, she's done lots of surgery and
nah, what is it that. Wait, no, we're saying like if she was Potiphar's wife in this situation. Because I, in my head, I'm thinking like, okay, the temptation will start from there. As in like, oof.
The first time you get introduced to her, I could imagine the first time you ever got introduced to her.
I think
you
might have like held her,
how you might
she,
have like
she might have had her hand like yeah. shook it like in a
shook it in like a strong way.
So the shaky hand and the rubbing
you know
the thumb on.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's gonna happen? Like you know what's gonna happen?
I'm gonna bag you.
I bet you this is not the first attempt.
No, that's what I'm saying.
In my head,
that's what I mean. It's true.
She's be like he's been serving at the table and she's
he's bare driven,
looking from the balcony like. Just oh, looking over what's going on down there. What's she doing?
But you know what as well? Certain man would have
pulled
seen.
On the top like, oh, you dropped a girl.
You know the ones? When you're drinking water and you're just like, oh, Joseph, go fetch a coffee at me.
It's gone see-through. Shut up. I can imagine part of her looking at her like, oh,
what are you doing, bro? I'm big.
This woman.
But at the end of the day, certain man would have seen this as like a come up, basically, innit?
Yeah, literally.
Like, in a sense where, like, you could climb the ladder, like, we all know those people that they can climb the ladder by, like, sleeping to the top, basically. Mm. Like. And that could have been his opportunity, like, but...
Mate, I saw a mad video, and it was basically about this man who, you know, he got very successful. He had a wife who helped sacrifice a lot to make him successful. And, you know, he started sleeping with a secretary, classic situation. And the wife finds out, and he said... All successful men cheat.
That's a choice you made, mate. That's a choice you made.
What? But there's people who actually have that mentality that, like,
bro, you
have to, like, there's certain things that you must do because that comes with the territory of power. Because I can have anything I want, which means
loyalty. But think about the power that in this story that she had over him.
Yeah,
I mean, Potiphar's wife.
She's powerful. In fact, we're gonna see how powerful she is in a little bit. But I wanted to pick out two things. One is like in verse 6, it says, "And he left." Basically, it says, "And he left all that he had in Joseph's hands, and he knew not aught he had save the bread which he did eat." So Joseph knows that all of this is obviously Potiphar's. Even though he has control over it. But the only thing that he has is what he eats. Wait, I'm going to remove that because I want to make sure that I'm clear on that language. But the crucial bit is when I wanted to go to verse 8 where he says... See, this is what happens when I try to be concise and fast.
Nah, that was mad.
I end up like Stormzy. Anyway. But he refused...
That's it, that is
Oh my gosh.
But he refused, verse 8, but he refused and said unto his master's wife, "Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There's none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee." And then it goes on, "Because thou art his wife." Yeah. And then it reminded me of something, a commandment in chapter 20 of Exodus and verse 17. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, mm-hmm. nor covet thy neighbor's wife. Mm, nor covet thy neighbor. So when he's saying this, he's not only, on one level, he's like, I can't ruin this. But on another level, because he later says, why should I do this thing and dishonor my God? There, so on one level, he's also
opposing the law, the commandments, yeah. basically.
Even though the commandments.
So yeah, let's go to the.
Are not yet written. And yet apparently the commandments only existed at, I'm joking. A lot of people think that the commandments only existed at, from Sinai. Mm. Then I ask the question, how could Adam and Eve have sinned if there was no law to transgress?
No. It's, we can also say that it starts from God's law. Obviously God would have trained them.
Yeah, like, as in so like, anyway.
Yeah, let's see. We're going on
the topic, and it came to, I think, verse 10,
maybe.
Verse
11? Oh no, verse 10. And it came to pass as she spake to Joseph day by day.
Ooh.
Day Ooh. By day.
I didn't know that the verse said that.
Oh, swear
I'm wrong, I did not know.
It was time.
To lie by. Oh, so that was. It was like a. It was a day. It was a real work situation.
I did not know.
I said it was a.
Nah, it was a real work
situation. And a lot of you, man, will.
A real work situation.
That's a cave, you know.
You know what? No, he's a strong man still.
Day by day.
It's one of the ones where, because he knew day by day, you know, he would have been praying about it.
The skirts were getting shorter and shorter.
That's why it's necessary to pray day by day. You get me?
Man's giving a one-way answer while she's saying, like, oh, tell me about yourself. That's crazy.
The skirt was getting shorter and shorter.
Yeah, that's a nice.
More see-through,
The hair was in an updo, and then the hair just started to flow down, you know what I mean? I can be loose too.
Wow. No. Keep reading for
it. Sorry. Day by day.
Yes. That he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her.
Wow. He didn't even listen. So he just carries on about his business. He hearkened not. Hark the herald angels sing.
Yeah, it's like call.
Yeah.
Like holla.
And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within 3 yards. And she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. And it came to pass when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house and spake unto them, saying, see, he hath brought in a Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me,
Oof.
And fled and got him out. And she laid up his garment by her until his lord came home. It's like she's just
waiting.
But what's crazy is she has done him over.
Mate.
Flipping skettle, man.
You know the ones where being a Hebrew wasn't an issue, but now
all of a sudden
is an issue. Where I'm from is an issue. You know the ones where it's like
she's looking for him from day. Where you know,
or you knew that's what I was about, but now
what's crazy?
Got
is,
a problem with it.
So he's going about his business. She grabs his shirt. Let's not say garment. Let's make it real. Yeah. She grabs his shirt.
Modernize it.
Justin, this is you.
Wait, who is in the story? Is it our pastor? Wow, Alvin. Whoa, did a shirt pop?
Alvin's getting ready.
Alvin didn't see it, but one of Alvin's buttons popped.
He popped it himself.
I didn't mean to. I thought I'd probably rip the button. Off.
Wow.
I'm saying, obviously, make it more modern. He's like a youth leader. Magic Mike. He's a youth leader. And then basically, she would be in power. Ooh.
Put it in work.
Work. Ooh. I like that. I'm saying, like, as in, let's say Lord Sugar's wife comes along now. Because I reckon Lord Sugar's wife has to be young still. I'm saying that's just personal preference. Obviously, rich man, young wife comes along. You're working for Lord Sugar.
He's gonna research his Lord Sugar.
I know he is, but obviously it's not accurate, guys. But yeah. So obviously, he basically just grabs. The youth pastor comes along, grabs. Or the wife grabs his.
Don't say
Oh, they're cute.
She's actually, look.
She's a silver fox.
The silver fox. Anywho. I'm just saying the lotion because of the money. But
Yeah.
So basically, she just like literally tempts him, starts rubbing, stroking the leg.
Don't
getting closer. Joseph's doing that, like making up noises. Okay, now not even that. Joseph wouldn't do that. Joseph literally, as soon as he's grabbing it, he just grabs his arm.
Move.
Yeah, literally.
What does she do next?
A quick move, and she's just like, obviously because she's got the thingy, she's just like, oh my goodness, like she's a bit flustered at first, like oh my gosh, I was so close.
Yeah.
And then like it's like she's basically like, oh my gosh, just disrespected me. Like that's not swear.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll leave.
Okay, that but like this waste man. Just offended me. Like, I bring him into my courts. I allow my husband. That's what she's being boosting off. Like, I allow my husband. I feel like to bring him.
She has another girl.
Oh, you think so?
Uh huh. And let me tell you what I think. Oh yeah, she
it's a free yard, isn't it? I don't know.
She grabbed hold of him shirt. Because look at this. Yeah, she ends up. Look, so
I reckon.
I reckon he's wearing a robe.
I reckon he's wearing a robe. I'm gonna say something. Like, I'm gonna say he's wearing a robe, cover shirt's easy because he says the whole garment, you know.
And she caught him by his garment saying, exactly. Lie with me. Caught him by his garment saying, lie with me.
I'm saying in the kitchen.
And he left his garment in her hand.
Exactly.
And fled and got him out.
I'm saying he took a walk.
So she's got hold of the garment.
You must have to take two deep breaths.
To me, it's like, this is what happened. She's grabbed the garment. He's gone, nope. And he started walking and she's still holding the garment.
Walking, but I'm saying he was running.
Well, yeah, he fled. He's running.
Fled.
So the garment comes off or rips or something. That's left in his hand.
It does something. I'm saying he's wearing you know, the arm. He's wearing the arm and she's got the rest of it.
Yeah.
Literally. He's ripped it. He's gone. Yeah. He's gone that quickly that it's just like, he's probably dragged her with her.
Yeah.
That's why she's all in. It's just like,
he would have been strong.
Now, literally.
Working.
Literally.
And then later it says,
you know, she sniffed it a bit though. You know, after for a while she's like in her bed just sniff it, waiting.
You know the ones where she sniffed it and then she looked up and she was like, that is it. Like Love Island, Shanice, when Rebecca came in, you see when she's clapping on the balcony. Have you seen that meme of her? Like,
wow.
That was Poppy's wife. She was like, Not today. So many memes. See, it's such a good meme.
And then she screams.
Literally.
She crowled with a loud voice.
She's the one you're going back and forth in your room like, how dare this guy come along in my husband's house and disrespect me? Look at me. Like that. Look at me. Literally. Literally.
Everyone in this house wants me.
I see the guards looking at me in that way, but no. I pick you, Joseph. You can't even see me. Lie with me. Are you mad? Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am?
I get what I literally want.
And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, the Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us
came in
unto me to mock me. And she lied. Now he came unto her. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he fled his garment, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servants to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him in the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph.
Amen.
And showed him mercy.
Can we deep that though? Can we deep that? Like, as in, if someone's disrespect, okay, if you're high up and you've disrespected someone's wife and you believe that she's disrespecting your wife, why would you not die straight away? Because, like, if I was high up and it's like, you've disrespected my wife,
You're dead
straight away. Like, I'm killing you myself. You know what I mean? After I hire you, like, that's
you
it.
You didn't want to
I'm killing you myself because he basically knew.
Because he knew his wife was
like, literally. He knew his wife was lost enough from the start. Like
Joseph had like good...
day by day.
He had like good rapport.
Good, literally.
With
master. He's punctual with his time, literally. Yeah. No laziness. Yeah. Up at the crack of dawn where he's working.
He wasn't going to run.
It couldn't have been.
And I think at the end of the day, remember, Joseph was an immigrant. So
hashtag Brexit.
So certain things had to be followed. To they're probably going to be a harsh. Do you know what I mean? Like, even if he knew, he had to follow it back with something. He couldn't be seen like that. Any other of the Hebrew boys think that they can get with. There had to be. Do you know what I mean? He had to think about the repercussions. Yeah, so even though he knew, he probably thought at this time it's just probably best that I just sort it.
And the other crazy thing,
yeah,
he stays there.
Who?
Joseph.
Oh.
He's fled. So he hasn't been captured by anyone.
That's another thing.
So if he'd actually gone and done what the wife said, surely wouldn't he have tried and fled?
Left the country?
Would he not have tried to make his escape?
Well, some people are just broad and brazen, so some people are like, I did your wife and I'm still going to eat your table.
Oh, wow.
That's a bit too modern still. That's a bit too modern.
You know that there are people who are like that in this world.
That is true. Some people even stay for tea.
Verse 21.
You know what that was? When you come back eating already, but
bro,
that's bad, man. Can you imagine? No. Oh, I'm the plumber.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Wherever you are, even in the darkest places, man, the Lord can be with us and show us favor. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph. To Joseph's hand, all the prisoners that were in the prison.
Wait, so and whatsoever
they did there, he was the doer of it.
Oh.
So now he's a prisoner in charge of all the prisoners.
It's actually mad when he actually did this. So David.
Man had favor in prison, you know.
Literally.
He's had favor wherever he went. Like, he had a good reputation wherever
he went.
In spite of.
He had to be henchman.
Just like, even though you're accused of raping the chief's wife, I'm going to let you run the prison.
Oh, yeah.
And you're an immigrant.
Because think about it, technically.
Because she sounds like she's saying, like, he lied.
He lied.
It's rape. It's not consensual. She's not saying.
Did she say he lied with me?
Yeah, and he lied with me.
He tried to lie with me.
I think so.
Ah, I must have.
But when she screamed, that's when he literally left his garment and fled.
So because he had to be forced, because if it wasn't forced, then she wouldn't be in the wrong. Do you get what I mean?
I see your logic, yeah.
She'd
be the one who's in trouble.
Exactly.
But what if it was just advances and she didn't appreciate the advances?
Because to lie with is to have sex. Is it not?
Yeah, but that she called unto the men of the house and spake unto them, saying, see, he hath brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice.
Oh, so they didn't do it yet?
Yeah.
Well,
it's an attempted.
Okay. Yeah. Still bad.
It's still just bad. That word never came to my mind. I think it's just bad. Advances, but it is actually attempt. That's how she's putting it.
Yeah. It's a very sticky one.
Poor Joseph.
Some people have been.
He's in prison. He becomes the leader of the prisoners. And the story of Joseph is just like, it's one of like.
Hope.
Yeah. Hope. Yeah. But just, again, it's one of those stories of like real highs, real lows.
Yeah.
Stuff comes back. stuff comes back around in full circle, because obviously his brothers were the one that betrayed him, and then when he's up now, he...
How did he get up though? Yes.
So, let's talk about his resistance then.
Skip the story.
Or let's talk about how he resists what's going on. I'm going to change my posture. Just give me a second. A bit. Or, like, could you do what Joseph did? Could anyone here do what Joseph did?
But run away.
I think
I've been doing it all my life, unfortunately.
I could.
Are you talking about generic temptations or
his specific?
His specific one.
Generically, I haven't been doing it all my life.
Generically, no, nope. Because obviously the things I give him. Yeah. With, yeah. You know what I mean?
I could still. I reckon, could. Generically. Now I could.
Now.
Yeah.
You know what? Because obviously he was single.
Mm.
So, like, single Cameron.
Why not?
Swear, you get me?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
not my wife. I couldn't disrespect the marriage.
It's not my wife.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not that girl.
What a trash, bro.
Yeah. Like, to...
You know, I can't lie. I don't care about your marriage at the moment.
Yeah. Man, so, like, I planted my seed.
So...
Like, but the thing is, like, you know, when you're single, you actually don't have, like...
You don't have, like, loyalties to anyone.
I'm trying to think.
Loyalty to myself, my dignity, my morals, my beliefs. Because if that was... Okay, as a female,
but you know
if
what?
That was my husband, yeah, like, calm, if I did that in my past life, do not expect my husband to be, I'm sorry, to be being up or...
No, but okay, I'm thinking, it was a constant thing, innit? So I'm thinking to myself, right, okay, once, okay, yeah, I'll resist now, yeah, twice, let me resist. When he gets to about the 50th time.
That's the 50th, but 20th time, what do you mean? It's a daily thing.
Daily thing.
She was sexting you daily, bro, touching your arm daily.
I'm single.
Oh, what's this muscle called?
Don't give me an anatomy lesson.
Like, it's in terms of, like, it's easier. I could see why it would be easier for him to do that.
Oh, 100%. Now there's opportunity.
That's true.
Right. That's the thing. There was always people in the house, so it's not ones where that can always say, if you're like, oh, yeah, I need to, you know, oh, someone calling me. Yeah, now it's actually like 3 yards. You know, like, I could probably get away with this. Yeah, and I think that's what it is with temptation.
You can go up to her.
You have it repeatedly. You are repeatedly tempted. But there's that time Joseph where there's a free opportunity which basically takes you over the edge.
So
it could be, oh, I'm tired. Yeah, oh, I've got an assignment. Go on.
So,
story time.
Wow. This is actually a good one, though, because obviously I was the good one in this.
Oh, good.
Amen.
Yay! Amen.
This is the right time to bring that story out.
Which story?
Now, basically, like, there was a time where I basically was talking to this girl. Obviously, we was doing a thing, and, like, obviously, I remember one day, like, I think it was when I was trying to, like, obviously, when I was trying to get closer to God also, like, I literally remember it because, like, I was in this place. I was in a place, yeah. I don't remember where it was, too tough. But, like, she was just talking. I was really telling her, like, oh, I really can't do this no more. Like, as in, I'm trying to obviously get stronger, trying to come closer to God, all of that. And, like, oh, I just don't think it's right. That should be playing with people's emotions like that, like yours. So, obviously,
okay.
And then she was, basically, she was in that feeling, though. She was literally feeling it. So, like, she was literally, like, stroking my arm and all of that. Let's take it even deeper, stroking areas and all of that. I was like,
She was putting in the session, like, how really do you want to get it? It's so true.
Because, like, what is it now? Girls are mad because, like, what's to get you on that right? If they get you on that right vibe, it's like, wow.
Trash. You know what? Guy's actually weak, you know. What you actually think about it. Like,
that is true.
Like,
you are.
It's so true.
Mad. Like,
it's true. But, like, what? I don't like that evil laugh. Like, I can imagine some girls do this, like, haha. I knew what he meant. But, yes, yeah, so obviously, we were just there. We was there at that place for a while. But, like, I was just playing with my hands. I was like, yo, if I do it. I want to be a dickhead.
Twiddling your thumbs.
I would be a dickhead because, okay, I'm going to be a waste, man. Because, like, I just literally said, I ain't going to do it no more. So I was just like, okay, I need to go, basically. So, like, literally, I think, like, literally, I just, like, got up. literally just like kind of, I walked briskly away. I didn't look back neither, because if I looked back,
did you walk back slightly bent over?
It's true. It's one of the ones where the story of Jonesy is mad, because joke. He didn't crawl away. He didn't like. He wasn't like in like two minds. You have to be out the door.
Nah, literally.
So, generally with temptation, like what Joseph thinks are like, what are the lessons?
I've been in situations where, fam, like.
Nah, I reckon. Before you say that. Yeah. I reckon there's another thing as well, like, because I reckon if Joseph would have turned back, then it's like, yo, he's hiding in it. He's hiding in and fleeing.
Yeah.
So obviously, the fact that I didn't turn back was just like, okay, I'm convicted that I'm going now. Like,
and the person also knows, you know, literally. This is serious. It's like, it's one of the ones where it's like, especially some people, like, especially if it's like a girl and guy situation, like, some people are, they are waiting, they are putting you to the test. So if you want to, like, say, oh yeah, we're doing the celibacy thing. Okay, let's.
I feel like that's another thing. That's a deep one. How celibate
you really want to be?
That's a deep one.
And then that sets the tone, and it sets the tone. I forgot to mention that one before.
When you hit that right sex tone, and you're used to it, bro. It's like it's crazy.
It's like, so yeah, people are out there to test you. So I think it's also good to literally just flee or be decisive and just
don't look back.
Do you know what it is with like, especially with like sexual sin as well? It's one of them ones where I think like a pastor was like describing it. It was like, if like you merge on the motorway, for example, like the once you merge in onto the motorway, you can't like reverse back.
But
like
you're on the motorway,
you're on the motorway forward.
Like, it goes deeper,
And you're going faster.
It actually goes deeper. Because I was thinking about yesterday, as in, like, I don't think, has anyone ever heard, like, soul ties?
Yeah.
I feel like soul ties play, like, a mad part, because, like, in sexual sin, once you sleep with that person, you technically own that soul, in a way, because, like, there's souls that I've owned. Because
you're bound.
Through good sex, you own that soul, I feel like, anyway, because, like...
You're bound, yeah.
Because I feel like...
You're bound to each other.
Yeah, because basically, I feel like... Now you feel like I know that basically, like in my past, like there was one girl who was like, it was good sex, of course. But like, I was literally like, I didn't talk to her for like 2 weeks, I was like, oh, come, let's chill. It was like, a normal girl would be like, oh, nah, I don't want to do that. You haven't talked to me for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But then she would be like, oh, let's chill, you know what I mean? I literally owned her soul.
Don't say
that. I was heartless like that because I knew that I owned her soul, but I feel like guys is a different
it's a different way, because I think guys don't
girls have souls
too. Yeah, that's
now, what girls can, but like,
no, but I'm saying it was not, it's not equal, but no, I think it's equal, but it just affects
in different ways,
different parties in different ways.
So, if you were to say, if you were to put a checklist of, okay, someone's right this moment, there's someone who's listened to this podcast, and the podcast that I don't know what you're listening on, Spotify or iTunes or Deezer or Google, whatever. But there's another app open on the other side, and once this podcast finishes, that app is going to be screaming at them, yo. What do you say to that person?
Close the app.
Literally?
That's it.
That's the first thing you have to do.
Close the app.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not WhatsApp or Snapchat, actually, no, if it's not WhatsApp, you have to delete it. You get me?
Mate, when you're really trying to run away from things, you delete the things that where you can even source, even if it means that you cannot contact people. If that's how deep you are in it, that's you have to make though. Deep choices to make. I 100%. I was joking with something. I had to delete everything. I'm just like, I cannot be tempted left, right, center. Like, if I want to contact that person, I'm going to contact them through whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to clear it out.
Numbers, I forget.
I've spoken to my guy friends, and it's like, if a girl is, if that person is a problem, the only way that you can get
overcoming,
you delete, clear out straight. Yeah, no matter what it is, if you're addicted to gambling, whatever, delete the apps.
Yeah.
Don't go to the area. If you want to grab food, but it's near
William Hill. Whatever,
don't go to that place to get food because you know you're going to head in that direction. You have to be smart with it. You have to think, okay, when I'm in that situation, what do I do? You actually have to think about the steps that you take to get to that place. And once you've worked out those steps, you have to put things in place, which means that you have a pattern. You're a person. You're programmed a certain way. There's a pattern.
I'm an advocate of, like, in terms of, if it's like, for example, if it's like, if you listen to this, if it's like a person that you need to lock off, like, don't half lock them off. Don't like delete their number but still have them on Snap. Or have them on Insta. Like,
cut them out completely.
Unfollow them, maybe block them.
Everything.
Delete their number.
If you have to move church.
Like,
that's a deep one, you know.
Like, in terms of, like, if they're tempting you that much, like, yeah, you just have to just lock it. I feel like sometimes
some people need to sell their cars.
That's a shout still. I believe in that.
Because it will stop you going certain places.
Certain
people's situations has helped them stop going to certain places. We gotta thank God for that.
I remember, like, quitting my card once. Like, obviously, I used to spend lots of money. Like, I think this was in uni. I literally was like, mad, why am I spending money? I don't know where it's going. It's not even being tracked.
Yeah. I'm having an online shopping ban. I've gone clean through January. That is one of my temptations, online shopping. I've had that's what I say, when I said I had to delete apps. Yeah. I had to delete apps. You think this is a joke? I was only talking about online shopping, but it was a very deep situation, mate.
I'm all right with that, you know.
I love that you went with the African accent there. Yeah. I love that. I'm here for it.
Mate, it's not because I was like, I need deliverance because I'm meant to be saving.
No, it's
temptation
true.
It's got to go.
Oh, it's true.
I had to put all these emails I've been getting from Topshop, Zara, junk. I'm not rapping because I need help. I'm not joking.
But we just like to half step stuff. Like, so much times, like, you make that excuse for yourself, like, I'm not gonna talk to them anyway, or not, yeah, not even that, or I'm not gonna go back on the app or something. You get me? Like, nah, it's true, but sometimes you know what? You're just better off just deleting the thing.
It's true. Like, where does temptation start? Where does the temptation start? And so, okay, say you've deleted every app. Are you still at risk?
100%.
Of course.
What is the risk?
Friends?
Yeah.
Lock them off too.
Okay.
Friends, it could be
like, you know, if it's like going out or like drinking and stuff. Like, I wouldn't say like I was necessarily like an addict or whatever, but it's just the fact that because you're around certain people, or you're going out, you're going to drink. So stop going out. You won't. Do you know what I mean? Like, little things like that. If you wanted to.
It's one of them ones. It's like, it's hard because, okay, that could be that only person's, like, network. If you see what I'm saying,
you can make a new one though.
I'm just saying it's easier said than done.
I'm not saying it's easy, but for me, I'm the type of person where if you want something bad enough, you'll do what you can to make it happen. So I was just like, even if it means that I'll lose certain people, until I'm ready to be back in that situation, then I'm gonna have to do it, because I got to that point where I was sick and tired of making the mistakes over and over again. I was actually sick and tired of being tempted. I don't know if you guys have got to that point where you actually, I'm just like, no, I'm tired of praying this same prayer.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, I'm not doing anything about it. So that's when it came to that point where I was like, you know what, I actually don't care who I lose along the way. I don't care how much I have to change, because I am actually sick of this sin. But I don't want people to have to get to that
bored.
Point.
It's when you get bored.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, and it's just like, why am I doing this again? Like, I felt like I was being pathetic. I was actually saying to David, you're actually pathetic.
Yeah.
Like, fix up.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Say you do all of that
and it still fails.
Is there still a risk?
Yes.
There's always risk. There's always risk. Living a world like
that's full what I said. Of sin. So my question is, where does it start?
It starts with you start, basically.
Where? Right. Yeah, with you, but
say,
where?
Oh, no, it's not with you. I'm gonna say with God. It starts with you in God. One.
It starts. Where with does it constantly. Start? Like, or where does the risk start? That's my question.
Where's the risk start?
Yeah.
Just in life, like, for example, like,
you can walk out your house.
There's a painting around most corners.
Okay, what if you were blind?
Well, you're supposed to be, are you saying that we should cut our eyes, Alvin? Oh, the Bible says it though.
Don't listen. Alvin,
that's
do not preach that as literal.
That's not what I'm saying. Definitely not. I'm not saying cut your eyes out. But what I am saying is, this is essentially the point. No. That's never what I'm saying. What I am saying though is that everything starts up here. So like, even if I were blind, so I'm not saying cut my eyes out.
Say brain.
Yeah. I'm pointing on an audio platform. I'm not saying cut your eyes out. What I'm saying is, even if I were blind,
yeah,
imagination and thought is where everything begins.
Yeah,
you have to harness so like, thoughts, man.
Which is what like
the moon in the shoes, man.
It's interesting that you mentioned that what Jesus said though, which is so I want to say it's Matthew 5 or Matthew 6, and Jesus says. I don't know if it's in the same place, but somewhere Jesus mentions that he's come to fulfill the law, not to destroy it.
Mm.
And what's interesting is he makes the law. I don't want to talk about the law, but I should. He makes the law. He makes sin. Jesus makes sin deeper than it is. So instead of I'm feeling that I'm sitting on bone now. All the flesh has gone. Vroom. Sorry. Anyway, God reveals that sin is more than the action. He reveals that sin really is the thought, or begins with the thought. So he goes, if a man looketh after a woman to lust after her, he's committed adultery already with her in his heart. So then the adultery is not, this man has slept with this woman. The adultery is, if a man looketh after a woman to lust after her, which is why what Joseph does is so interesting, because it says he hearkened not after her. He doesn't pay her any attention.
Doesn't holler.
Like, to me, is hearken holler or listen? Is it?
Hark the herald angels sing. If they're
listen.
Singing,
when
you listen to
the angels sing.
Hark the herald angels sing. That means you're doing... Hark is like a doing... Hark is a doing word.
I haven't... Oh, is it?
No, sat now to go home.
feel your way around Birmingham.
Hark meaning... It's to listen. I didn't know. I just thought... Yeah, I knew you said it. Yeah, no. That's I always thought it was
listen. The herald angels sing.
Yeah,
glory to the new
Sorry to leave her.
Oh, I thought it was like the angels are hawking.
Yeah, that you have the right idea.
That's what I thought.
Well, go on, Alvin. Before you stand up.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So like Joseph doesn't pay her any attention. Like.
I apologise for any sounds coming from my mic throughout this podcast.
Coronavirus.
Me too.
I'm ill and joking. I'm chesty. Yeah, I'm just sorry.
Wow.
That's pretty essentially it starts in the mind, so what do we do then? Like how do we
after the mind?
I think you should also tell a trusted person.
Yeah.
Tell a trusted person what?
The thing is, I wouldn't say with that also, I wouldn't say like as in, it's a bit bad. But I wouldn't say like preferably be someone your age, like someone who's like a trusty. Obviously me, I feel like I can go to Pastor Obi about anything.
Yeah.
So obviously him, I can tell him anything literally. And I don't feel like there's no judgment there.
Mm.
So I can tell him about like, I've done this, I've done that. And I feel like there's no judgment.
Mm.
So yeah.
Yeah, there's certain people you can do that. Yeah. Especially the olders. Don't just be telling anyone and anyone, because some people like they're just listening to like
to spread.
Maybe to maybe spread like tell one person,
or to even just measure themselves and
against you.
Use a way I can do this such and so, but actually tell them about your temptation so that they can pray for you, they can check in on you, but not in like a
and give you advice, you know, because all of these people before us, trust me.
It's true. It's so true. No.
Like, like my mom always says, there's nothing new under the sun.
Nothing new.
Nothing.
Literally.
Well, we're dicking on people. They were dicking on people too.
It's true. It's true.
Wow.
Did you say? Did you say what I thought you said? Yeah, I nearly said it back, but I thought that's going to be more editing.
Just like Solomon.
I think, like, obviously the verse that I've been looking at, obviously it's talking about prayer, but, and Talitha says sometimes you can pray too much about stuff, so, I don't know. Pray too much, but when I say pray too much, like, you're praying the same prayer to God, but you're not actually trying to do something about it. And obviously what I mean by that is we're not the actual person that overcomes sin. Like, God is the one that overcomes sin, like, helps us in it. But there does need to be, like, an action. So what we've been talking about in terms of, like, cutting stuff off, starting new habits.
Is there effort that ought to be put in?
Of course there's effort. Like,
you can't do it without effort.
There's no struggle. Where there's no struggle, there's no life.
I wish it could, mate.
Where there's no struggle, there's no life. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I think...
I was going to say that, like, obviously... I feel like through sacrifice, things are possible. Obviously, although we don't have to sacrifice... I feel like, obviously, even in the olden days of, like... in the olden days when they do, like, sacrifice calves, obviously... Obviously, although we don't have to do that now, but, like, we still do have to sacrifice certain things. Like, for me, I did sacrifice not going on my phone for a bit. I did sacrifice not eating, obviously fasting. Just, like, lots of things, like sacrificial of friends, obviously, cutting them off. And I even, not driving. God, I didn't drive for a year, even though I did have my car outside of my house.
I'm so
and li- wow. Yo, I that's saved money.
Was that the reason? I was going to uni,
but, like, one thing, I didn't have to travel, because there was times where I didn't want to travel at night, but I didn't have insurance. So I kind of...
Sometimes you actually kind of have to send me, like, almost like sabotage yourself.
Nah, literally, to make yourself.
You actually have to.
True.
Like, check this out.
I was going to say that, you know, like, some of the stuff that I've, like, done in terms of, like, especially, like, when it comes to sin and whatever, like, I'm a self-sabotager. Like, I'll literally put stuff in the way
on purpose,
and I actually can't get through it. Like, even if I want to, like,
barriers,
like, I'm buying every time ticket on the same day.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not staying overnight.
Like, I literally can't now. I can't. What can I do?
here's a Bible verse.
Come on, we gotta be smart.
What do you think of it? In fact, Justin, what you said when you said, what did you say?
Sacrifice.
Here's a Bible verse. James 4 verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded.
It's a process, isn't it? Like, okay, you're physically moving from one thing to another, and as you move, as you're making that movement, you're coming away from one thing and going closer to another. So that says that, so that when we have temptation, we need to come away from temptation, but we can't just come away from temptation. We need to be going towards something else.
Nah, definitely.
You get me? So, like, you can't just. The term stopping sinning isn't going to stop you sinning.
Mm.
So, let's say you're addicted to pornography. Like, you have to flip in. You can't just go and not, like, watch porn no more. Like, you have maybe to, you like... That's not going to last for long. Like, you have to... go get closer to God. Like, you can't, the term, like, going, like, cold turkey or something like that, that wouldn't work in the long term. It's not sustainable. Like,
so what should you do?
You have to develop new habits. So you have to,
I think, even sometimes work out why you got to that place in the first place.
Yeah,
because I think what I've learned in my experiences, I didn't necessarily thought I was going cold turkey, because in my mind I was just like, oh yeah, I've communicated to God about it. But actually, because I hadn't gone back to the source of how did I get here in the first place, like what led me to this situation, how did this become a routine, yada yada yada, then like when I found myself in the same situation, you go back because it's just like that's all you know, even though but if I know what why then it helps you why move forward. And another thing that I've learned as well is obviously like you said, it's not gonna happen overnight, and if you fall back, don't look at it as if it's a track record, like my streak things with my Bible or whatever, and I flopped again, by the way.
Oh gosh.
I'm gonna do one again.
That's the thing that I'll say.
But like, yo, even if you know you're doing really well, you haven't gone there, and then you have, don't think, just because I did it, I may as well just go back quick time because it clearly wasn't working properly. It's not the end. You can still move forward. It's exactly because you didn't start doing it just the one time and then it was just like, I'm not bothered. It happened again. Do you know what I mean? So it takes time. There's nothing wrong with if you do mess up. It's about
get back on the horse.
Get close. Continue to get close to God because He will continue to reveal things to you about the person you are in that temptation kind of thing. So like I think that's that continual communication as well with God.
This is what I feel like.
Go on.
I feel like a lot of people do get discouraged in like when they do basically kind of fall off and like
I can't lie, I have. Like and it's
I
get mad.
I think like when you said the streak thing, it's like how
especially once you didn't see it coming. I'm like,
oh no! Like, what's worse is when you see it coming. I feel like that's the worst.
I feel like low key everyone sees it coming.
I feel like
you just choose to ignore.
Yeah,
I had one eye closed.
Yeah, exactly. That's
do you know? Do you remember when Luami said? What did he say? What did he say? He made an analogy. Like when a sin is chasing you, like, oh no, don't catch me. Yeah,
that's what I'm
me.
Saying. You fancying around with the sin, like we do that a lot of the time. Like we have our one eye closed, or we'll just put us we'll allow ourselves to go
instead of sprinting. You're just there.
Like, we'll allow ourselves to like teeter and totter around a situation.
You're basically caught. I surrender. I surrender. It's a full on 100 meters. Like you surrender while walking towards it.
Like, I got another story. Real quick story. It's like this is gonna sound a bit mad. I know people are gonna look at me a bit differently.
Oh gosh.
No, I'm saying like, okay.
Justin, not once have I to be fair, that's the crazy thing. Every time we've told a story, I haven't for some reason. Carry on.
It's a bit mad because like, what is it? Like saying that as in like the whole teeter tottering thing. Like I remember back in my past when I was doing my madness, as in like okay, I remember being in my bed now. Not with anyone, but in bed by myself trying to sleep. Okay. And obviously like something came over me, as in like
the heat.
Not even the heat, but like as in something was like basically holding me down, like trying to get me to do something, speaking about get me to do something. So obviously you see
my mind doesn't change. I'm
just saying as in like as in basically
clocking what you say.
It's like the thing was telling me, yo, like what are you doing, like as in like why are you stopping this? Like, continue what you're doing at me. Like,
let's
work together. I was like, obviously me, I was like trying to fight it my hardest because this was like back in 2000 and when I came back to Birmingham, basically, when I moved back to Brom. Mm. It's like, literally, it was like, it happened like nearly most of the nights. But then
did it happen more than once?
Yeah, but like, I remember one night I was like, okay, I don't worry. I got you. Like, I'll just do it. I'll do what you're saying. So obviously like the next day, I literally like called someone.
Yeah.
Done my thing.
Yeah,
but then like it was kind of peak for her because like in doing that, like she literally just went downhill from there. So obviously it was like I was the enabler to like kind of So obviously that's why I used to say this to myself. Like I used to work. I was basically the devil's advocate, as in like saying because obviously he would come to
in
me,
the
like,
literal set in the actual literal sense literal of the sense. Word.
Yeah.
So like it was just like it's yo, true, man. Obviously like now. I feel like the last time it happened, like it was like when I was on God's side. So obviously, like now, it's like when the devil came, it was like, nah, now I'm not gonna listen to you because you're a waste man. So obviously, like I just used to pray in that moment. Like every time that happened, I prayed. Obviously, it doesn't happen as much now, but like it's like when it did happen, it was just like it was serious. So yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's real, man.
But that's spiritual warfare.
That's exactly what it is. And if you think that, don't think that it's only happened to you.
That's why when he said
like don't think I ain't looking.
Like when that voice compels you, and when it's scary because it is your own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it is my own voice. That is my own thought. Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously, we've said, would you rather have your thoughts? Maybe I actually take that one back. Like, obviously, your story kind of, like, triggers something for me. So, it's like, when you hear your own thoughts sometimes, it's just like,
And sometimes, I know it's not my own thoughts. I remember there's a book that I read recently. I didn't even read it. I listened to it as an audio book. But it's a brilliant book. It's by C.S. Lewis. No, it wasn't that. It was a book called.
I know it wasn't that. Alvin. Oh my.
But honestly, I was put onto this book by. I was at Aberdaron this last year, just gone at an Aberdaron. And I was put onto this book by one of the house parents. And the book is called The Screwtape Letters. If you've never read that book or listened to it, The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. It's a correspondence between a demon called Screwtape and another demon called, I can't remember what the other demon is, but this demon, I don't know if he has a name, is writing to Screwtape. Screwtape is a less experienced demon and he's giving him tips on a person he's working on.
That sounds so interesting.
It opened, like, obviously we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, and obviously there's some theological issues in the book, but in terms of the principle of what's going on, it revealed to me how literally every single interaction we have, Satan is trying to use that interaction for his own talking way too loud. Every single interaction, he's trying to, and then. On the other hand, though, the God's angels who are fighting tooth and nail to get the opposite.
The mandem. Shout out to the mandem.
So, but that book opened my mind up. It opened the way I thought. It's really, really, I would recommend it. I would recommend it as a really good read.
Like I was saying before, though, I feel like I was getting off topic, but it's like there is like two battles, of course, still going on now. There's an event of normal. There's two battles, they've got the same mission. It's all to, win souls. Like, the devil's trying to win souls. Mm. God's trying to win souls. So it's just, it's literally just, an ongoing thing, basically. Mm. So, yeah.
Mm. There's one thing that one last thing that I thought of, unless anyone wants to.
Nah.
And really, it's a suggestion. I don't know, let me actually find it first before I say where the
pause it.
I think I've got it. Okay. I think we've touched the top of the iceberg on this subject. If there's more that you want to go into, wow, Alvin, you're talking way too close and peeking. Basically, we've touched the tip.
Alvin! Fam, we aren't even sure what you know,
We were tempted.
We transgressed.
I genuinely didn't mean that. I didn't see it coming until I saw it.
I saw it coming.
Did you? No, I didn't. I didn't.
I teetered around it.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
I saw that comment.
We have scratched the surface. We have scratched the surface of this. It's worth reading, probably the greatest of all, and there are more lessons to be drawn out of Matthew chapter 4. And this is where Jesus is tempted of Satan. And one of the things, in a nutshell, is Jesus' use of the word of God. Mm. And funnily enough, it teaches that Satan also uses God's word.
Mm.
But obviously twists it. But we ought to be obviously aware of what God says so that we can resist. One, know what God wants of us. But two, God can help us resist. It was said this way by, I think, David. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I shall not sin against thee. But yeah.
Yeah. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Yo.
That's a nice title.
And that is Matthew 26.
Matthew 26.
Verse 41.
Literally, man. But remember, everyone stay encouraged, man.
Honestly.
Keep holding on.
Yeah.
You're not alone at all.
Because I'm true. Pressing on the upward way. In
every day, still praying as I onward bound. I plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up that I shall stand. My faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
I can't sing at the minute.
Oh, okay.
That's my voice.
Ah, beautiful people, thank you for listening. This has been
Boom Shaka Laka 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 Laka.
After sundown, after sundown, after sundown, after sundown, after sundown.
Moist.